Yes, it is. Happy Hour Hangouts at the Great Loa in Park Circle. And this is actually my first happy hour since around St. Patrick's Day, which I'm sure going into this weekend is the same for a lot of people throughout Charleston, throughout the country. But Loa doing the social distancing, everything is spread out. We got the crawfish boil. We got Derek Cribb getting ready to play. And I am joined by one of my favorite Charleston artists. She has a new album out. You've been hearing her on Sunday mornings on the Critics' Choice. It is singer, songwriter, guitarist, Esty. Esty, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
And I love Loa. You just met Jeff, who is a big fan. I've been playing you on Sunday morning, and he texts me, and he's like, who is this local girl, Esty? This new stuff is great.
That was really sweet. It's very fulfilling when somebody hears your music, you know, without ever having met you or something.
Yeah.
And then they tell you that they liked it or that they connected with it. That's
always, it makes it all worthwhile. Yeah.
For sure. That's always really exciting. So.
And I did send you an email. I got a request from Pennsylvania. Someone was looking for your music. And they're like, who is this Esty, E-S-T-Y? It is Esty, E-S-T-E-E.
Yes. And you can find my music on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, Google me, probably. You could search anywhere and find it on any digital music platform. So.
And are you going to get into Monster Music and Movies? I have a funny story about that. That's where I go to get all my material. That was actually the first place I ever saw you perform when you put out your Green EP. You were doing an in-store appearance. I have the date written in the Green EP. October 12th, 2012. At Monster Music and Movies.
That was a long time ago. My first album. Yeah, so I had the Green EP in Monster Music. I think they sold them, so it's been a while, but hopefully once the quarantine stuff is over, I can go take some copies of
They're
In
open.
The Dream over there.
Yeah. And
they're always very supportive of local artists, so I feel like hopefully they'll take the album. I've never had any trouble with that in the past. So.
Monster loves local music. We'll take it to Galen over at Monster and get you in there. Plus, In the Dream, if you've been listening on Sunday mornings to the Critics' Choice, I've been playing a bunch of stuff. Blind, High, Daisy, Dance With Me, and Forever. Plus, the song I love, which is Nature, which is going to be the first single, and a video coming out too.
Yes, so the video, hopefully tomorrow is the last editing session of the video.
Wow.
And we will have it fully wrapped. It's been in post-production for a while. We filmed it at a really cool old like 70s skating rink in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Wow.
So cool vibe, really matches the sound of the song, and hopefully that'll be out like by the end of May or early June.
And I know you've been working hard and that the video must take a long time. The album, you've been trying to get it as perfect as possible. Even the album cover looks great.
Yes, so the album art was actually, everything's been done by local engineers, local artists. So the album art was done by Nikki Scotia. She's an amazing artist that went to college Charleston. She's now based out of New York, and she's a really good friend of mine. So she sat down, we talked, and she kind of plucked out of my head this really cool, psychedelic, beautiful cover art. And she did all of the cover art for the single. Everything for the album's like beautiful, aesthetically pleasing. Pleasing visually, and that was really important to me, and Nikki was the person to do that. She's super talented.
That is awesome. Now, I did get to see you with your latest band. I guess it was late in 2019. It was Downtown, and you have a unique touring band right now. I know we might be a while away from live music again, but you guys were great.
Thank you. Yeah, so our setup is we have a DJ, DJ Lasercat, and he'll play some of the electronic aspects, like some tracks underneath. We always have a live drummer, live bassist, and then I play guitar, and then sometimes it's nice to have somebody play some keys and do some harmonies, but that's not always available to me. So, but it's really fun. It's cool to play to live backing tracks. Sometimes that can be a little tricky, but it's fun to like find ways to make the live show still a little different from what you hear on the album and make it interesting.
Well, we look forward to seeing you live. And I know before all this happened, you were even thinking thinking about going across the country, planning some gigs out of town. So hopefully that will happen too. And, of course, in Charleston.
Yes, absolutely. Always, of course, going to play shows around Charleston. But the goal is that, obviously, we don't know what the world's going to look like a few months or a year from now. But hopefully the opportunities will be there for us to tour and to, you know, share this music with people across the country and maybe hopefully the world.
In the Dream is the new album from Esty. Definitely check it out. I also got to say, you inspired me during this time. I know we've both been exercising a lot. You've been taking like these gigantic bike rides. I don't think I could keep up with you on that.
Yeah, so I actually live really close to the bikeway.
Okay.
In West Not really close, but I live close enough to the bikeway in West Ashley that to ride from my house and get on there. So I went with some friends, and the first time we did it, I mean, within 5 minutes, I was like, I'm gonna make up an excuse. Like, I'm gonna tell them I hurt my ankle. Like, I need to turn around. I know I can't do this. And about 20 minutes in, once I warmed up, I was just like having the best time. And we rode all the way down to this pier that's on the Ashley River in Ashleyville, and it was just beautiful. So now I've been actually really enjoying that.
Yeah.
I normally don't enjoy exercise, but that I've been enjoying and kind of taking advantage of now.
That is great. Well, how can people get in touch with you if they want to book you on the social media outlets? Best way to get in touch with Esty?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, just DM me, or Facebook. Bandcamp is a great way to get in touch with me as well.
And it is E-S-T-E-E, Esty.
And my link for Bandcamp would be estymusic.bandcamp.com.
Excellent. Well, always so nice to see you. I have known you for years now. I think it's been like 8 years since the first time you came to 105.5 The Bridge with the Green EP. Seems like yesterday.
It's been a long time.
I know, but your hard work is paying off. Love the new record, In the Dream, and I can't wait to see you live again. Now, are you ready to have maybe some crawfish boil or some of the great Cajun food here at Lola?
I love Cajun food, so yeah, I'm down to try it.
Yes, come on. She is Esty. Listen to her on 105.5 The Bridge, and we are glad to be back. Social distancing, the happy hour hangouts at Lola in Park Circle, North Charleston, one of the coolest neighborhoods in the country. Thank you to Jeff and the fine staff here at Lola with the sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.